Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Lost in Transation. This time we're covering Digimon Adventure : 2020, episode 48, The Attack of Mugendramon. I'm May, and of course I'm joined by Quinn.
Hi.
Evie.
Hello.
And Chloe.
Hello.
Before we get into the show, first up we have our first fan mail that came to the P.O. box, so that's super exciting. It was from wonderful listener, long-term listener and friend, Anthony. And she sent us like this really nice art of Airdramon and Palamon, and also this letter that just made me tear up. And every time I thought about it or read it or even remembered it slightly, I would tear up. And it was just so nice.
I love Anthony.
So good. So emotional. So great. And just like when I got the P.O. box, I basically set it up for like my personal stuff to get it delivered there, just because it is just nice having
that. Oh yeah, very handy
security of just having a little box there. And then I just thought, oh, I may as well just say, hey, if people want to send me things, send it to my P.O. box. And then as well, I was surprised to actually get something, so thank you so much, Anthony.
That's lovely.
Very, very lovely. And next order of business, I still don't have internet at my house. It could be 20 weeks, they tell me.
Holy.
I'd like it to not be 20 weeks.
Digimon Adventure, but try to get internet.
Yeah, I just want an internet connection. But I do have, and this will not affect anybody who's listening to this, but it will affect me. We have had recording problems because I've been using my mobile's internet as a Wi-Fi hotspot. But as of the Moncast this morning, I've been using USB tethering, which is a lot better. It's more or less the same speed.
Usable.
Yeah, but it doesn't, the phone doesn't overheat and just generally seems a bit more stable. Unless it thinks that I've unplugged it. Like if I touch the cord and I'm just worried I'm going to unplug it. So anyway, yes, still up and no internet at the new house. Hopefully one day, hopefully this year would be nice. I wonder what will happen first, the end of this season or my internet. It's like a competition now. But anyway, so that's a little bit of housekeeping out of the way. And with that, on to the show. The start of the episode really makes us think that we are done with the filler and we're on to some actual plot, because it starts up with the previously on showing us scenes from like the very start of the show.
2 minutes of the entire show, which feels like important until it's not.
But okay, so yeah. Can I say, as someone who's coming into this midway through, I appreciated getting refreshed on all of the stuff that I missed up to this point.
That's valid.
Oh yeah, I'm not really complaining. Like, it's nice to have a little bit of a recap, considering this is episode 48.
It's a weird decision to have the recap come before no payoff.
Yeah, and it's also, but it is also, this all happened like a year ago. They're showing us things that happened over a year ago, rather. So that's fine. Like I'm not opposed to that.
Absolutely.
However, yeah, the animation that they showed us really showed how the animation quality has really varied in the show. Like we had shots from like the first three episodes, and then we have shots from later on, and it's just a weird mash of just like the animation being inconsistent in terms of quality, which it's not really a big point for me, but to see it all like in a 2 minute clip show was a little bit funny, just because it went from like with Tai Chi's fight with Algomon, which was fairly well animated, to also Tai Chi's first look at the digital world with the Brachiomon and just standing in front of the lake with Agumon. That looked great. And then all of a sudden we have just the choppy animation from 10 episodes later. It is just kind of a weird mishmash. Mm-hmm. And that's just what I noticed. Anyway, speaking of weird things that happen, Koshiro gets into a Zoom call with Liomon, who isn't dead.
He's alive! And I called it!
Yeah, but I'm so, like, weirded out by this, because Liomon says that he somehow survived.
Yeah, that's all we get.
And then nobody asks follow-up questions. There's been so many lines that just somehow this happened. Like, I honestly expected somebody, or just any Liomon to say, oh, and this happened, or I'll tell you about it later, and then we get, like, a clip. We didn't even get anything.
No.
We just know that Liomon survived.
We don't have the budget to do a clip of things that happened off-screen, so it's just, we somehow survived.
I thought we'd get, like, a storyboard or something of just, like, this is what happened, this is how we got free, in just, like, quick, like, sketches in a nice...
We don't
that
have
could
the
have been
writing
done quite well
for that.
Mm-hmm. No,
we couldn't write 4 lines of dialogue about how we survived.
Liamon didn't have time to explain what he doesn't have time to explain. It just, it is weird. It felt like the writers wanted to bring him back, but also didn't know how he could survive, like didn't know a way that he could
survive.
The
writers did not give themselves an out when they wrote the literal plot hole that he fell into, so they just didn't. They
brought him back
just
so I could be right.
Came out.
Yeah, I mean, like we all had a feeling that Liamon would be back, but I was just saying that he'd be dead because it just like I kind of just wanted him to be just this sort of off screen death. That'd have been fine, but they're just bringing them back without having.
Yeah, now he's gonna die, and it's gonna be very funny.
Yeah, but this is. But now it's not even funny because he didn't even explain how he survived. At least with when Saber Liamon came back in the original adventure, even though he kind of survived off screen, he kind of explained, I was able to evolve because of the Digivice Light, which is such
a weird lore thing that never mattered then or after.
It's just to get to write them out of. Oh, we want to have Liamon back. They managed to do it. It isn't a very good excuse. Like, hey, we just Digivice magic, whatever, did it. But it's at least better than just, we somehow survived. And that's what Liamon said. Which means that he doesn't quite know how he survived. So I was kind of sitting here thinking, is this a trap? Is it not actually Liamon? Or was Liamon brought back by, like, Millenniummon or something because he doesn't know how he survived? Like, I don't think that's right. I just think that the writers might just be lazy.
Yeah, I was gonna say I feel like you're giving the writers too much credit there.
yeah. That
maybe.
I mean, then again, we have said things like that, like well, what if this happened? And we'd think, oh, the writers wouldn't do that, and then they've done it. So it has happened before, but it's just like, yeah, they somehow came back.
Maybe it's a meta thing. It's like a meta thing where Liamon was expecting to die because that's the role, so they jumped in. And then, like, wait, how am I alive?
What if it's like Liamon is the same Liamon in every universe, but every time he dies, he just gets sent to another
every
universe?
Every time he dies, he gets Rio'd.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Yeah. And so he just wakes up and he's like, ah, not again. It's like,
I leaped yet?
He's like one of those loops, those Groundhog Day loops, except for the same day. It's just like the same sort of existence, and he just shows up, hangs out with some kids, and then dies. Uh-huh. And every time he's just like, ah, and he has like memory of what happened before, and he's just
quantum
not
leap
again.
Is the thing we're describing.
Uh-huh.
Yes, basically. But anyway, so nobody asks any follow up questions. We just sort of take that Liamon's alive again, and then. We also learned that a castle started to grow on Eldoradimon's body, which is completely weird, but whatever. And then we find out that Lopmon's there, and Lopmon looks, like, thoroughly fed up that we've had, like, for this lack of plot. Like, Lopmon's just sort of... She looks really,
also,
really annoyed.
Also, Lopmon came along, and we literally asked, hey, weren't you unable to come along because you had a forest full of Woodmon to protect? They're fine.
Yeah, I'm glad they addressed that, but also, I mean, a complete side note, it's really nice, yeah, they say, like, one of the characters, like, I think it might be Sora, said, hey, where are the Woodmon? And Lopmon's like, they're all here too.
Did she say they're being taken care of? She just said they're fine.
I thought
they're all being taken care of on this Eldoradimon.
Yeah, I thought they were all on Eldoradimon, like, this is like...
I did not catch that they were all on Eldoradimon, so I just, my entire interpretation of that conversation was, they're fine. Anyway, moving on.
Uh-huh. It is extremely missable. But as like a small side note, it is so nice to see these bunch of Mons that we've met throughout the area and the series in general hanging out in Eldoradimon. Like, even Jagiamon's there, which I don't remember him ever being in danger and wanting to go to Eldoradimon, but whatever,
yeah, no,
he's there now, whatever.
In fact, was Jagiamon, did they just happen to meet along the way? Like,
yeah,
there are a lot of coincidental meetings that happened to Liamon.
That was a filler. Also, the main thing I noticed, and maybe I missed it, maybe he was there in the background, where's Namon?
Yeah, was Namon necessarily with them when Liamon didn't die the first time?
I know, but I'm still like, when
I know,
they first
I want
met
Namon
up with
to
Liamon,
come back,
they're like,
we gotta interrogate him about the past.
Maybe Namon didn't
make it. That, I know, but I would like to have Namon. Some sort of closure there. Like, I love Namon. I wanted, like, Namon's the only link that we have to this season being, like, a Frontier sequel, and Namon was actually, like, I don't know, actual, like, part of this war, and Bakemon died, and now he's, like, super serious because he saw his best friend slash husband die.
Oh, God. I don't know. He needs to hang out with Patamon.
That's too much. Yeah, and he sees Patamon, and he just, like, squishes his face. Like, you're not our Patamon! Or maybe it is his Patamon. I don't know.
It's the Holy Digimon Patamon. I think it's the same one. Give him a belt.
Yeah, I guess he's got his memories back. Yeah, he just tries to give him the belt from Bakemon. Oh, that'd be sad. Please.
Your mama gave you this.
Your papa mama. No, but please, like...
Please Frontier do it. Was like, terrible, but you can make it good. Please do that.
Yeah, please. I love it. Anyway, so the Digimon are suddenly all creeped out by the atmosphere, and Tailmon announces that they have made it to Faga, and then Koshiro loses his reception because I guess he also doesn't have internet yet, and he's using his Wi-Fi hotspot and his phone got too hot, whatever, and we find out that Cloud Continent, hey, do you remember that, is overhead. And then Koshiro's transmission gets interrupted by Vadamon.
I have so many questions. How did they not see a continent above them on the horizon?
They didn't look up. They didn't look up. How often do you look up?
When I see a giant bloody mountain.
What if it's directly above and it's like, I don't know, they all have pretty big hair, so maybe their hair's like blocking their field of view.
I'm just saying, I notice when there's a lot of cloud cover. When there's a lot of mountain cover, I think I'd notice.
Yeah.
Anyway, we can move on.
Especially they're upside down, basically, or upside down looking. I don't know why. I don't think it's upside down, but it just looked like it was. Actually, was it upside down?
I don't know.
I got a very upside down vibe by the mountains.
I don't think it was. That was like the underbelly of the continent.
I thought there were mountains. I'm thinking of when the digital world appeared above the human world in the original adventure. So I've just... But yeah, in any case, it is very hard to miss, but... They sure did miss it until it became relevant, which sounds pretty spot on for Digimon, honestly.
Yep.
Mugendramon then shows up and shoots very badly animated lasers, but they're not quite as bad as Devimon's badly animated hand, because I still, like, remember that hand, and it's just a little bit funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The lasers were animated so it hits the Cloud Continent that I wasn't sure if it was supposed to be shooting lasers or just, like, venting power.
It must be power because it's lasers
being bent and, you know, used to destroy a shield.
Yeah.
It just didn't look good. It looked like they animated it after.
Well, and he shoots like a stormtrooper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Misses everything. Agumon evolves with his full animation sequence to Greymon, and then Tai Chi gets blown off Greymon, which is great. Vadamon says that Mugendramon is one of the answers that they possess, and then the other Digimon are just all adult level very quickly. Togemon is then the first to evolve to Lilymon, and then followed by Akakumon to Zudamon. Then Metal Greymon shows up too, and the animation here just drops. Like, we have Metal Greymon, and he's just like a floating PNG on like a static background. It doesn't look good. Like, it's just questionable. And then Hikari sees Millenniummon within Mugendramon, and then Sagittarius Mode is here too. And then Yamato remembers Mugendramon, which is good because nobody else does or even remembers because they weren't there. But he's not going to say anything about it because that would mean addressing something that happened. And we'd have
dialogue about it. Like, we'd have to have Tai Chi have feelings about that time he got vored. Or Agumon has an opinion about the time that, you know, he turned into an unstoppable killing machine.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, nobody has memories of that.
I know I'm playing a caricature of myself when I say this, but I got some actually kind of major Ava vibes from some of the lore tidbits here.
Yeah, oh yeah, me too. I'm just trying not to reference Ava literally every episode, but there was some Ava feels here.
Well, I'm probably going to be contributing Ava feels because that's how I relate to other humans.
Evie, have you watched Ava?
The Hedgehog's Dilemma.
I watched it once ages ago and then forgot it entirely because it wasn't that good.
It doesn't hold up. Like, I think I need to watch the rebuild movies because I've only seen one of them, I think, and that was, like, when it came out, and then I found out the others weren't coming out for, like, 5 years, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm 15, I've got a life to live. The last one is
finally out, but it's not subtitled yet.
Yeah, it's only in Japan.
Yeah, but hopefully, maybe I'll watch them all, and then I can watch that if it's out, when it comes out. But anyway, so, yeah, there are always some Evangelion feels, like, I know I said it last
there's no Hikaru Utada singing. Or creepy children singing.
Or people saying congratulations. Anyway, so, yeah, so no, Yamato does not mention anything about Mugendramon, and this is the only, like, shot we get of that happening, so it's more like a reminder to the audience that it happened.
Yeah, it not is purely to anybody else. A reminder, hey, we didn't forget that this happened.
Yeah, like, or, like, it's like, hey, if you think this Digimon looks familiar, it's because you last saw him when Taichi got Vord. Like, it feels like it's just trying to connect the dots for the kids watching and not actually do anything with it.
Yeah, there, like, is no plot connection. It just is a thing that happened.
Which, again, makes me feel like you could probably even miss this episode.
You absolutely could. If you're missing, we showed, like, up at Faga, yeah, and, like, okay.
Taichi died. Whatever. Taichi was murdered by Nohemon for trusting, yeah, a stranger.
You need Taichi. You know, I know I'm going to channel the spirit of Jay here, but you need those 10 seconds, and otherwise the entire episode is filler.
Basically, yeah. Like, a lot of the time in this series, like, overall, I've been just, like, channeling Jay, and, like, it's not very good. It's got this problem. It's, like, I don't know why I'm channeling Jay so much in this series. Why did Mugendramon
need to shoot that one particular spot on the mountains?
Hates that part of the cloud.
No, the worst part, and I know I'm jumping ahead, but why doesn't War Greymon just jump off Mugendramon's torso?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like, also, I'm not sure if you've seen
Hikari becoming a support class.
Oh yeah, but I mean, I'm not. That part's fine. Moment. But both of the angels became support class for the other kids, and I'm just like, that's fine. That's kind of, they are kind of like the cleric.
I'm just saying, if you're gonna channel class, Ava, have the angels go berserk.
Yeah, that would be sick.
I do. Well, we might get that from Patamon, maybe, because we got, like, please? Devimon is, like, inside him. But anyway, I don't know.
Anyway, I'll wait.
Yeah. Oh no, I was just saying, in relation to War Greymon not jumping off, it reminds me of, I'm not sure if anyone's seen it, but the movie Prometheus, where, I guess, somewhat spoilers for the end of the movie, for this movie that came out, like, 10 years ago, but there's, like, a giant, like, wheel that's just, like, rolling and is going to squish them, but they could just move, like, left or right to get out of the way of this rotating wheel that's just falling towards them. But no, they just insist on running straight forward. Uh-huh. If they just veered a little bit to the left, they'd be fine. It is very weird, and I don't understand why War Greymon just doesn't jump off Mugendramon's torso as he's blasting off. It just makes no sense. Jump off, please.
He got team rocketed.
But yeah, but he could have... Why didn't they jump? It's just, it is weird. It's weird. And that's, like, my main complaint is just, like, yeah, I get, Taichi, like, is in danger, great, but he could have just jumped. It felt very avoidable. Like, I don't know. War Greymon didn't look so tired that he couldn't move.
He was still glowing.
He was still glowing. He was fine.
He was going, he was OP. If Taichi and was, like, passed out and War Greymon had reverted to Agumon and couldn't move, and they were just, like, passed out, then I'd be like, okay. But they were just kind of looking still magic. I mean, obviously they're going to say, oh, War Greymon did jump.
Yeah, like, I wish I trusted this show not to have Taichi be fine from surviving a literal nuke.
Oh, Taichi will be fine.
Oh, yeah, he will be fine. So I think that War Greymon did jump. The plot armor is so
strong with this one. But you're absolutely right. Of course he jumped. And there, you know, just isn't digital world radiation.
Yeah, and we just didn't see, like, they jumped, but they didn't see. He was the only guy cool
enough not to look at the explosion.
He looked head-on at the explosion, actually.
I think he was the explosion. Not
just baked by looking at this, you know, creation of this sun. Just
dank.
Dead on.
It looked like a little bit like a supernova, which, don't look at those.
Why was the explosion so round?
Because it looked like the black hole image.
Photoshop After Effects didn't have...
It does.
Like, there was a whole continent in the way, and still the explosion is just round.
Yeah, but we are jumping ahead. Because mm-hmm. I was mad. I was mad that Walt Grayman didn't jump, but I guess he probably did jump. Anyway, back to where we are in the synopsis. So Vadermon explains that Sephirothmon was the one that constructed Mugendramon, and he did this using the data from when they were all trapped, which
another big
I thought they were going to connect to Mugendramon. Oh yeah, they're very silly, but I thought that this we're going to tie back to when Taichi was Vord, and that was what they were doing here, but they just said they ate this from all the children's data, not just the one that they Vord before. And also, there was no Vore in this episode, so I'm going to, like, congratulate Digimon for doing an episode without any, like,
there was Tamer's-level proto-Vore.
While Greymon went straight through Mugendramon's mouth.
Yeah, but that was like slicing him like an onion, which is also edible. But I guess still you ate the data, Vore? Oh, I guess
it was a Vornado. Okay,
data eating. Gornado.
Yeah, like...
a Vornado.
It was Tamer's Vore.
Yeah, it was eating the data, which, okay, no, that is still Vore. Gosh, Digimon, can you not? Like, just nope. Once. I thought you didn't know Vore, but then I remembered you'd literally do Vore. Anyway, so Ultra's Mode shows up, and then all the Mons fire their attacks at Mugendramon, and then Mugendramon absorbs the data from Lilymon, out the Kabuterimon, and Zudamon, and then does the same for Garudamon, because these are the characters that we just do not like. Well, the writers do not seem to like, except
they're
for
they're just
maybe
not important enough. Sometimes. They need to go hide on the ship.
Yeah. So,
I did predict that everyone but Taichi would be useless.
Well, yeah, it's a Taichi episode, and there's also Digimon. So yeah, we have
Ultra's Mode and Sagittarius Mode. Omegamon. So
yeah, I don't think we're getting Omegamon, and I'm glad we didn't. Like because we had to lose, I guess. So that's why we didn't.
We're not
going to
get Omegamon. Yeah, we're going to get Omegamon when Taichi comes back from the dead.
Yeah.
Yep, and then we'll get an Omegamon. But anyway, so
either that or Taichi will just get his level above Mega or whatever.
Yeah.
And be above 9,000.
So, yeah. Oh yeah, we'll do that, and then we'll get. I'm surprised we didn't go Blitz Greymon honestly again. But anyway, so Ultra's Mode evolves to All Greymon, Sagittarius Mode evolves to Metal Garurumon, and then I just want to point out that it felt weird that these are only happening for like the second time. Like this is the second time we've ever seen All Greymon. Well, I guess third if you're including when he's like the glowing aura, but second in terms of real appearance, which feels really weird because we had Blitz Greymon as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if we're getting Blitz Greymon again.
I would be very surprised if we did.
Yeah. There's something really nice in the animation sequence that I just want to cover, which is, I don't think we saw this last time we got these evolutions, but at the start we have the child holding their Digivice and kind of like holding it out and rotating like in front of it. And that looked kind of nice. Like I was kind of like a fan about how that looked.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I just thought it looked cool. And then we have Taichi and Yamato fighting while the two angels protect the other kids who have the non-evolving Digimon now because they got their data absorbed. I'm not sure if anything's going to happen from that. And then Hikari has a moment of concern where she inverts her colors, and this is because she's seeing her brother fight
Hikari and
get
gets
hit.
Mind broken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is, I don't know why it's just Hikari and not all of them. Like, and also Hikari's seen them fight and get hurt before.
Yeah, but now it's Oni-chan, and we're back to having characters only say Oni-chan.
She was targeted by the 13th angel from space or whatever.
Yeah, and she passes out.
Yeah, I mean, she...
Because of course she does.
She sacrificed her power to make someone else stronger because, you know, that's what it means to be the Jesus child. I mean, you know, unless you're Takaru, in which case you can just have Holy Angemon stand there and do a shield, I guess.
Yeah. And she gives the holy power to, well, Greymon and Taichi, but not Yamato, though. Yamato can, I don't know, suffer, I guess.
Yeah, well,
Takaru,
he's got his own Jesus child.
Yeah, but his Jesus child didn't give him the Jesus child magic, which felt weird.
His Jesus child was busy.
We know. Signify that this is a Taichi episode.
We know that Hikari is number one Jesus child.
That's true.
And, like, Takaru's, I don't know, the Holy Ghost.
Hikari is best Jesus girl.
Yeah, basically.
Actually, no. You know what? If Takaru transitions, Takaru will be best Jesus girl.
That's fair. So Angelmon reverts to Tailmon, and then Taishi says that he will fight Mugenjmon while everyone else goes to Millenniummon. And then Wargreymon and Mugenjmon have a pretty cool fight. Like, I guess they save the animation budget for this fight, but it's still...
Taishi really shouldn't have got along for that fight.
Yeah.
Get on the Commandomon.
Yep. And then Mugenjmon gets beheaded, and then Vadermon starts talking, and Mugenjmon becomes a big dumb rocket, and I guess that's when I was channeling Jay in this episode. We're just calling it a big dumb rocket, because I feel like that's something he would have said. And then it has the infinity symbol on it, because Millenniummon,
reminder, Mugenjmon means...
Yeah. Limitless.
Plan.
Yeah. And it blasts off, and all the children watch as Taishi hopefully dies. And then they blast off and they get some Team Rocket energy vibes.
I mean, I was halfway expecting Yamato to put on a pair of goggles right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, oh, he didn't try. Yeah, it felt very try. Like,
in
he
all
didn't,
the worst
Taichi
ways.
Didn't, it felt like, I mean, Taichi gave a cool speech, but I felt like he didn't need to do that.
Yeah, yeah. He did a manly sacrifice for no reason.
And he's going to be fine. He didn't sacrifice anything.
Yeah, that's than, the like, other thing. Is I do not trust the show to have this matter for more than 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, it's probably going to be like one episode, maybe.
If that. I'm thinking the next episode could very easily just start with, oh, and yeah, Taichi's fine.
Yeah.
Now we have a separation arc. Oh, no. Taichi alone has to have his own episodes. Wouldn't that be a weird change of pace?
Mm-hmm. And by separation arc, we're not going to get cuts of what the other kids are doing. Taichi's just going to have his own arc, and then we're just going to see what the kids
were
driving. Taichi's going to be reunited. Yeah. Or they'll have a boat plot again. Anyway, in the encyclopedia, we're learning about Petaldramon, and Koshiro says that he looks like an axolotl, which were popular in the 80s, which...
How do you
I know that's
know
true,
that?
But I guess he googled it, but
I
also...
Know.
I feel like they were definitely still popular in the 90s. And also, I think the early ooze as well. Like, I remember being 10, which would have been in the ooze, and very early ooze, and then having the axolotls being, like, a cool thing, and I really wanted one. So I think that was still cool later than the 80s.
I don't think axolotls stopped being cool.
Okay, they're still cool. Koshiro says that if Petaldramon rolled over, all the plants would be crushed, and he's worried about that. It feels like a weird thing
nice.
To add, but I kind of liked it. It was like, oh, he's concerned about the plants, but also Petaldramon. That's nice. Alright, so now we're done discussing the episode, let's discuss the discussions. So, what were our highlights? Quinn just told us a very, very important one, which is
this
that Mrs.
Like
Mon
the
will not be showing up.
Playing FF8.
Oh my god.
So Quinn was under the impression that the Digimon in the encyclopedia next week was not Nohemon like it is, but is Wizardmon, but it is not Wizardmon.
That would have been so
Nohemon.
Much better. What a good tease that could have been.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but no, it's Nohemon because episode 47, even though it was only last week, doesn't exist.
Quinn failed at Who's Up Digimon this week.
I sure did.
It's a Voltorb from above.
I still have the screenshot of the Who's That Pokemon of Pikachu.
Wow. But I'm going to upload that and say, it's Wizardmon!
No,
I'm going to upload that picture.
No.
Anyway,
don't
so what were highlights? Because
publicly.
I'm sorry. I really want to post it, but
Please
I won't.
Do it.
But, I really do bow down to peer pressure. But anyway, highlights. Because I liked bits of this episode, but I don't think I really have any highlights. It was okay. It happened. I like Mugenjmon.
I like that Leomon's alive.
I like that too, but I don't like that we didn't get a reason for him being alive.
I
just
am
said
so
somehow.
Mad that Leomon is alive.
I like that Leomon is alive because every time I see him, I feel like I'm looking at the memes where buff men are on their laptops typing to the small child and saying, "Hey, King," and
you're
I
not.
Appreciate that.
And Koshiro is the child!
Please, someone get me Koshiro and three different versions of Leomon. I need a bunch of Leomon.
That happened. Oh, no. Oh. Any
so that
any
was a
highlights?
Highlight for me.
Any other highlights? That was just a highlight? What else? What are the other highlights?
Taichi exploded.
It was kind of cool.
Yeah.
I did like
the fight. Yeah, I like the fight. I like the fight. There was, the animation was good, but only in the second half of the episode. Like, from the evolutions to Metal Garurumon and War Greymon onwards, the animation was, like, pretty good. But before then, it was very much just, like, floating objects. Like, that was it.
I definitely wish this show vivid. Would spread its budget a little more evenly.
Mm-hmm.
And, I guess, had a higher one.
I mean, it's not like they're not releasing merchandise.
Yeah, like, they could really be funneling money into this show, and they just aren't, and...
Or maybe they are, and this is the best that they can do.
That's really sad.
Maybe they just don't want to put effort into Digimon, because they know that accurate. People like me will still spend money. Like, do they need to make a good product? Kids like it. May likes it. That's fine. May probably single-handedly funded the entire series. I'm sorry. I will spend more next time.
You know,
I'm
if
sorry.
That were true, there'd be more Atmon.
There'd be so. But I don't want any more Atmon. I don't want continuations. I want new things.
If that were true, they'd have at least localized the Atmon 3DS game.
Yeah, or just like I want an Atmon dub. Like
Atmon dub would be really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, both of those, I mean, really, because I wanted to play the game.
I understand why Cross Wars, like, the third season didn't get... I mean, look, the second season didn't even come to Australia, and then the third season didn't get dubbed.
The third season was really bad.
Yeah, but it's still weird that they just stopped... Like, the end of Cross Wars, like, the Digimon Fusion ends with, like, don't worry, I'll see him again, and it's like, no, I guess you won't!
You know what? I'm fine with that. I also think that maybe Adventure should have just ended on, and I'm sure we'll meet him again.
Yeah, because Tamers did.
Sure did, and it was good.
Yeah, Tamers definitely ended that way, so I guess everyone can end that way. I think even Saber's kind of ended that way, except that Masaru just actually went to the digital world forever. That's fine. I love that. I love Saber.
Frontier
I would rewatch
basically
Saber's.
Ends on you'll never see each other again. Also, you gotta run to the hospital.
Yeah. Also, you have to, like, go burst into, like, the minimalist security, hospital ever. Not prison. He's not in prison. He's just a hospital. But the food's probably the same.
Boom,
and it's
boom.
Just, they just burst in into a hospital, into, like, an operating theater, which I don't think you can do, and then just start crying on, like, a child, and
yeah,
then
but
she
it's
comes
fine,
back to life.
He gets magicked back to life, and, you know, the doctors are not exactly going to say no.
And then they yeet their phones on the ground.
That.
Yeah, it's very
it's
weird.
Such
anyway,
a weird little ending. Anyway.
Do we have any highlights? Any other highlights, rather?
I think you were right the first time.
Well, Greymon threw his arm.
I actually did kind of like that, and I appreciated that for once it didn't fly immediately back. He also did a lot of spirit bombs, which was very funny.
Mm-hmm.
I like that we got to see War Greymon fight, because I don't feel like episode 30, which was his introduction episode, really had him fighting. Like, I mean, it was one of those things where they had the evolution at the end of the episode and then a 10-second fight. Like, this one kind of showcased War Greymon's actual attacks, and he has more than just Gaia Force. He also becomes a fidget spinner. There's lots of different attacks that we have.
Vornado,
yes.
Great Vornado, so, even.
Yeah, dude, great Vornado. Do we have any other highlights, or can we move on to lowlights?
I'm good.
Outro song's still good.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I was going to say that every week until it changes.
The no
soundtrack
longer a sacrifice.
Is good. Yeah, because Taichi wasn't... That's what she transferred! Hikari transferred the power of sacrifice!
Oh my god, that holds up way too well.
That happened.
Really good.
That happened. That's just what happened. That's it's why canon. Yamato didn't get any, because he wasn't sacrificing himself. Only Taichi was.
You're not wrong.
Look,
Hikari
that is
had
just
to
what happened
sacrifice
now.
Herself to give over the power of sacrificing herself.
No one can change my mind on this. That is what happened.
No, you're not wrong. I was just thinking about her going unconscious in the process so that she wouldn't have to have lines.
Look, sacrificing was a lot. She also sacrificed her personality and character.
I was
going
to say, like,
anyway.
Honestly, we had her pass out so that she could become the sickly child without having to be the sickly child.
Yeah, rough.
I think most of what Hikari said this week was either Oni-chan or
yep.
Tailmon.
Yep.
Yeah. She said Faga. She completed Tailmon's snack, which...
Why can't she say, like,
sentences. I wish she could be more than duosyllabic.
Yeah. So lowlights. My main lowlights were the fact that I would have liked Leomon to explain what happened, not just saying somehow he survived.
I prefer this. This is funnier.
I don't, because it feels weird.
Under the water.
Hey, King, in a vortex. Somehow survived.
I didn't like that. Anyway.
And I also wasn't a huge fan of the fact that we're not, like, we got, like, a shot of flashback from Mugendramon showing up last time, but it felt like it was just telling the audience and not, it didn't mean anything to the actual episode.
Yeah, it's just like, by the way, Leomon is back until we kill him.
I'm not okay with that. Like, yeah.
On the other hand, and any other, I want to clarify that I never changed my my wake up alarm at 3 a.m, which still says Leomon death clock.
Well, I guess you can add to that death clock.
You need to have more screen time.
Yep, I need to make a complete list of the screen time now and determine how many minutes of life Leomon has.
I don't think he will live.
Oh God!
Like, are they resetting it? Because we don't know what happened.
So my original plan way back 6 months ago was I was going to count how many minutes of screen time Leomon has. And I think I missed a few episodes, but I'm going to do it. I want to see how long Leomon is on screen before dying.
Wait, are you going to include the Digimon Encyclopedia of Leomon, which was like 10 episodes ago?
I'll give it an asterisk.
That's fair. Anyway, so any other lowlights?
It was just kind of meh. The whole fight seemed kind of unnecessary, except that, you know, a bad guy showed up.
There were some parts that were interestingly animated, but for the most part, I actually thought it was fine.
When Hikari had Commandomon slam on the brakes, I honestly thought, instead of an attack, that it was a, like, teleportation up to the Cloud Continent beam.
There.
Which would have been kind of cool, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a little bit confused about what the badly animated lasers were doing, but I guess we found out.
It should have been a Wyvern's Call or whatever and transported them to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no Dynasmon. But also, yes, Dynasmon.
Yes, Dynasmon.
That was weird. That was weird. Any other lowlights?
I need to look up Machine Dramon's tail design, because I swear those lasers couldn't have pointed in those directions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just can't bring myself to care about Tai Chi, especially not with the fake-out death.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Tai Chi likes the fake-out death. We already had such that a in good Try, title. And also this season.
Tai Chi likes the fake-out death.
Yeah. He does, though. He does, because we've had it, like, twice this season?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe more?
Yeah, he's been bored. He's been, almost hit by a subway car, there was the times that he fought some Digimon with Rebar that, you know, would have been really cool if he'd kept doing that.
Oh, and he became fruit.
There was the time that he got fruited. In a weird Kingdom Hearts callback.
Yeah.
I just found this, like, a model kit of Machine Dramon.
Oh yeah, I have that. It's, like, right behind me. It's actually surprisingly large. I haven't built it yet.
It's, like, 25 centimeters long.
Yeah, it's huge. Like, the box for it is, like, looks like twice as big as all the other model kits for Digimon, and it's really intimidating, and I wanted to start building it today because Mugendramon was in the show, but I did not. Instead, I finished the Omegamon Amplified model kit, but Mugendramon, like, I'm not sure if I want to do Mugendramon next or continue on with the other ones I haven't built yet, because there's also Impaledramon one, but anyway, the model kits are really nice.
Does it come pre-painted?
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm actually interested.
It's like Gunpla.
I've never actually done a model kit, so I feel like this would be the wrong one to start with.
It's fine. You don't need to have. You don't need to do a model kit to buy one.
You don't. Yeah, you don't really. You they're give not them that money hard. So that they just take. The they box. Just take time. all you need are like the plastic snippers that you can get at for like any hobby store, and you can have a Gunpla pen for detailing if you want that, but I don't think on like a dark one like Mugendramon it's really necessary. The interesting thing on the box is that it's from Japan, but it says Mugendramon in Japanese, but Machinedramon in English, so that's kind of cool. I like that. But anyway, that's not a low light. I love Gunpla. It's awesome. Do we have any other low lights? Because I don't really have that many, because this episode was just okay.
Yeah, why did they spend, I mean, like, that's my low light, is it was kind of meh.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like we should be in meh territory at the moment. It feels like we should be...
Mugendramon should have mattered.
Good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Mugendramon should have mattered because... And also, I kind of wanted them to say that Millenniummon is kind of a little bit Mugendramon, but we're not going down that path.
They did clearly. A little bit. They were like...
No,
Hikari saw Millenniummon inside Mugendramon.
Yeah, he was sort of possessing
him. But that's like the opposite, because Mugendramon should be inside Millenniummon, not the
other
way around.
All we can do now is have some time travel to when Chimeramon exists. It'll be fine.
It'll be fine. Any other lowlights?
They spent like a whole minute of just WarGreymon and Mugendramon staring at each other with the lasers.
It was very dragon.
It was so long.
Yeah.
They were just floating. Just like, wow. Was WarGreymon actually doing anything?
Nope.
He was charging up the spirit bomb.
Mm-hmm.
It was so weird. You couldn't tell. There was like no visual information on WarGreymon.
Yeah,
I feel like WarGreymon could have just gone around the back. It was weird.
No more lowlights?
Nah.
I mentioned it earlier, but the explosion was too round.
Yeah, the animation, it died there. So did Tai Chi. Rest in peace.
This was such a good opportunity to do, like, an upside-down mushroom cloud or something. I'll be
curious to see if he jumped off versus turned the glowiness into a shield.
Yep.
That's really the only two possibilities.
I want them to come back and walk around. I was just like, I absorbed the power of the whole cloud continent.
I joke with Machine Dramon.
I did like the backstory to Machine Dramon just being like, yeah, this one's just made to defeat the kids.
Yeah. Anyway, so favourite characters? Mine was Mugendramon, because I really like Mugendramon. Leave me alone.
He's a cool design. I like the steam jets out of his kneecaps.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they were cool. Eevee, who was your favourite character?
Vardaemon was very informative.
I will accept that, because they do... They probably did more than anything else than anybody else in this episode. And Quinn, who is your favorite for this episode?
Mugendramon's least favorite mountain.
Oh, it's a bad episode because Quinn's getting abstract.
Yep.
Yep.
And Chloe?
That's my answer too, honestly.
Okie dokie. Which is fair.
Special notice to Lopmon still exists.
Oh yeah, Lopmon still exists, and Lopmon looks fed up, which is kind of great.
Yep, Lopmon was not in this episode enough to be favorite character, but I am glad that Lopmon exists.
Oh yeah, 100%. And now we can do our ratings. So I gave this episode probably a pretty generous answer. I gave it 3 out of 5 because I thought it was okay. Like, I liked bits of it, but I didn't really have that much that I enjoyed particularly, but it was just kind of, it's kind of like a 3. It happened. Like, I feel like if I wasn't analyzing for a show, it would have just been fine and I wouldn't have had any complaints about it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm going to have to go with a 3. Eevee, what are you giving this episode?
I was going to give it a 5 just because Leomon came back. But,
That is fair.
I think I'll give it a 3 as well.
Yep. And Quinn?
I think I'm going to give it a 2.5.
Okie dokie, that's fair.
It was a little better than last week, I'll give it that.
Yeah, which is fair. It was better than last week. And Chloe, I'm still writing down your answers, so what did you think out of 5?
I don't know. I feel like I got baited into thinking it was going to be a plot-important episode, so I was excited going in, and then just was kind of like, eh. But overall, it was not an unpleasant experience. I don't know, I might say like 3.5.
That's fair. And, so now the three of our... I'm also now taking note of our rankings in terms of our average. So my average for ranking is 3.9, mm-hmm. Evie's average is 3.2, and Quinn's is 3.3. So,
okay,
yeah, well, we're all kind of sitting...
pretty reasonable.
It's yeah, which is like... it's sort of ranking up to be like... it's an okay season. I would say 3 is okay.
Yeah.
Like, it is there. It is fine.
All the boxes necessary to be a season I don't remember, specifically poorly.
Yeah. But also, we do still have a chunk of episodes left. So that could all change. That could go completely... Like, one way or another. With three, it could go like, this is the best series ever still, but has like a chunk of episodes which are bad. Or it can go, this is just the worst episode ever. There are like five good episodes of that. So our average for this, combined overall ranking, not average, that's the wrong word. I'm looking forward to the outro, is 8.5, which we do have another 8.5. It's episode 3, so that's the only other 8.5, unless I'm completely missing. Nope, that's the only one. So episode 3 in our overall ranking was somewhere here. It was in 39th place. So is this, I know that's a long time ago, but is this episode better or worse than the episode where they went to the digital world?
I think like, it's at the end, better.
Like, I think it's better as well.
But,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Because this was the one that it... Yeah, I remember, like, I thought it was okay, but this is the one where Omegamon, like, defeats Algomon at the start of the episode, and then in the last minute, we get sent to the digital world.
Oh, yeah, okay, I guess I can say this is a little better than that.
Yeah. So that's not too bad, then. And I can't even remember where I put it in my own rankings, because I'm trying to grab the episode title. Oh, yes, I found it. Okay, so it's now in 39th place, and in my own ranking, it's in 42nd place, so it's kind of hanging out down the bottom there. So it's between episode 3 and episode 20. Actually, I don't know why, it should be above episode 3, because we literally just said that it was above episode 3, I think. Yes, we did. So, yes, okay, so it's between episode 3 and episode 19 in my overall ranking. And Evie, where are we putting it in your ranking?
I'm just figuring it out. Give me a sec.
No worries. We can move on to Quinn.
Yeah, do you know Quinn where knows. We're
putting it? Let me take a look here. I had figured it out, and I've since lost a little bit. So I'm going to put it... I actually think I'm just going to put it right between episodes 3 and 4. It's pretty low.
So, wait... So between 3 and 26 or 4 and 26? Oh,
damn it, I'm looking at the overall, not mine. One second. I'm good at this. I do podcasts a lot.
Wait, it is between 3 and 4 and... Okay, yeah, it is between 3 and 4 in our overall, though.
Yeah.
If that helps.
I think I'm going to go above 3, so I guess between 2 and 3.
Between 2 and 3. Okie dokie. So I will put that there. So it is in 33rd place. And Evie, do you know where we're putting it in the ranking?
And put it in 30th place.
30th place, which is under Mimi-chan Wars. Yeah. So above episode 17, the battle in Tokyo against Orochimon. That feels like so long ago, and I suppose it was so long ago.
Mm-hmm. It was months ago.
Yeah, so that's our ranking. I put mine actually, like, I think a lot lower than everyone else, which is surprising. I think that's the first time that's ever happened.
Oh, wild.
Yeah. Amazing things do happen on this podcast. Do we have any miscellaneous thoughts?
We've been doing this for a year now. There's
chocolate in this giant Toblerone.
Yeah, we've been doing it for over a year, yeah, because the show started in April. I think by this time last year it was on hiatus.
Yep, that sounds right.
Because we only got three... Yeah, it was 3 episodes.
Yeah, we were really disappointed when we came back for Mimi and... Or for Sora.
No, we came back for Sora, yeah.
And it wasn't that good, but Sora did have a knife at the time.
Yeah, like, the first 3 episodes were pretty, like, solid. The animation was solid, and then I guess it just went down from there. But we did have some good episodes, though.
Looking forward to coming back next week and seeing if Tai Chi, when he turned into an explosion of Fanta, decided to reject or LCL. Accept humanity
he turned us all through the Third
Impact.
Yep. Is Tai Chi disgusting? The world may never know.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no. Oh, it's just Tai Chi and WarGreymon lying on that beach.
So quick, because someone say congratulations. Because
WarGreymon does have orange hair. WarGreymon would be the one to start choking Tai Chi.
I would choke Tai Chi.
I would like to see this fan art as well.
Same. There's so much fan art that needs to be seen. Anyway, so on to the comments on YouTube. First up, we have Ritza21, who says, the show sure loves Oni-chan. Kari barely wakes up and that's her first word. And Ritza's still hoping for the Takaru alarm saying Oni-chan over and over again. And I guess I hope you liked this week's episode, which was just Oni-chan, but sacrifice time. Next up, we have Prince Adam, who says that they completely agree with the episode being so missable, and the upcoming episode synopsis fills them with apathy, which is fair enough. And I'm glad that somebody also got my Father Ted reference, because I make lots of them, and I feel like a lot of the time it's just my partner who gets my references. And then Prince Adam says that they hope that hopefully the Machine Draymond episode isn't awful. And I'm guess sorry. It's not awful. Though I wouldn't say that. Yeah. I wouldn't say this episode was awful.
It was fine.
It was just...
It wasn't worth getting out of bed at 3 in the morning for. I'll give it that.
Oh, little. That's like, valid. I think the only time you've been happy to record at 3 in the morning has been, like, the Ponchomon episode.
Yeah, you gotta give me some meat. Mm-hmm. Or, I don't know, maybe just, a like, Sora episode.
Or just a good episode.
One that doesn't make me think the word sacrifice all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, at least she didn't see... She sacrificed her sacrifice this time.
Ask not for whom the bell sacrifices.
For thee.
Next up we have Little Red Riding Hood, who says they didn't mind the episode, but it's definitely the worst of the current batch of filler. It was funny and there was enough heart in Taichi's interaction with Nohemon for them to enjoy it. They only briefly looked at the summaries for future episode, but noped when they saw heavy spoilers. But the little that they saw has left them really concerned about the future of the series, but they really hope it's not as bad as it sounds. And yeah, I've read the spoilers as well, and I was kind of like, I read things and I was like, oh, I'm not looking forward to this batch, like the upcoming like 5 episodes. But also I said that about the batch before last, and that wasn't too bad, so it can also be better, and they sometimes withhold important things in that synopsis. Next, they say that they're honestly not looking forward to the climax of the series because they know that the finale will just be Omegamon showing up and the other 6 characters getting nothing again, and they at least want that the rest of the cast can have some Omegamon XPs for the rest of the cast so they don't feel unimportant, despite being so much better than the focus characters, if they might add. And yeah, I want, like, Ceresmon for Viomon and Palmon's Jogress. Like, that'd be cool. Like, we could have, like, a bunch of stuff there, but I don't think we'll be getting that. Next, we have Forneo, who says they love Nohemon, but the episode would be good if it had been episode 7, where champion Digimon still constituted a threat. Every episode that they crawl closer to the end, they're seeing more plotless episode, and it worries them immensely. And I agree, but plotless episodes can be good, but they all feel kind of late. Like, they feel like they would have been better, as they said, like episode 7, when, you know, adult-level Digimon were a threat. Like, that is a very good point.
Yep. You keep saying Nohemon, and I am not kidding. I do not remember who that is. I do not remember anything about last week's episode, and that feels Scarecrow. That way.
Yeah, Scarecrow. To be fair, forgettable. It was a slightly forgettable, like, it was a fine episode, but it could have been earlier. I would have enjoyed it more if it was
Taichi
earlier
suddenly
in the series.
Knows how to fire a bow. Okay.
Yep.
It's coming back.
Which will not be used. The ability to use a bow won't be. Anyway, so... Next, we have Seth, who says that they agree with me that Tyrannomon is criminally underloved, and they say, think how cool Savers would have been if Masaru's Agumon had evolved in Tyrannomon. Why create yet another Greymon line when Tyrannomon is right there? And yeah, that's fine, but also, I also just like Geo Greymon. I like how it's a different version of it, but also I think I might like Tyrannomon more. Lastly, we have Mateus, who has a rant about Adventure 2020, and they say that they've seen enough of the show to realise that nothing's going to change, and says at this point, this has to be the worst season of Digimon. Literally nobody cares about the plot. The best part of the show is the Cross Wars Hunters level filler, we all seeing Digimon that were never in the anime before, and there's literally not a single character arc for any of the 8 protagonists, which makes it harder to compare this with seasons like the original show, about the level of personal growth, I'm misreading that, personal growth, except
personal
for the original
growth.
Hikari. Well, Trigen I had a bit of that and it was very creepy.
It's true.
Anyway.
Ooh.
Mateus says that, and yes, we like 2020 Mimi and Takaru, but just because they are easy character to, unlike the original, they had to grow and change for us to like them. There's no villain that pressures the kids to act, and yes, the villains from the original adventure were just bad guys with generic villain monologues, but at least they focused on the protagonists to do something and grow from those experiences. Same for the villains of other seasons, like Ken and Oikawa in 02, Yamaki and the Davis in Tamers, Duskmon and Shroomon in Frontier. And we're just forgetting about any... I like how Mateus says doesn't want a Cherubimon in Frontier, but doesn't address Lucimon because you don't need to watch like the second half of Frontier. You get the point.
Yeah, no. It's
Karada in Savers, etc.
They're not wrong, because like, that is a serious issue, is Millennium Mon is so impersonal. I do not know what Millennium Mon's goal is beyond become alive again, and the only person who has any personal knowledge of Millennium Mon is Tailmon, who recently used a computer to remember enough to know where she's going.
Yep.
Cool. Thanks.
Yeah. Mateus continues to say, last but not least, Tai Chi. Everyone loves OG Tai Chi. He was a dynamic character, but it seems that the creatives for Adventure 2020 just took his crest and made a character based on that and nothing else. The original's fun to watch. He had development and emotions. Sassy sometimes cried for Sora and Hikari and had fights with Koshiro and Yamato. This new version of him is just generic and boring kid with zero flaws as a character, and this show doesn't even punish him for being reckless like in Adventure 1999. They even prefer when the kids used to just be cheerleaders for their partners. And yeah, I'm glad that the kids aren't just cheerleaders. I'm glad that they seem to actually participate in the battles more. But I do agree with, like, Tai Chi just feels flat. Considering the hopes we had in the first few episodes where he's just this nice kid. And I remember a comment that we got very early on when I think we hadn't lost hope yet. And we were saying, oh, the characters are so likable. And then someone said, yeah, but the characters don't have any flaws. Like, they are already...
They're not wrong. I mean, we said at the time, already, we'll give them some time, yeah. and they never developed.
Yeah, like, I think their point was they felt like the characters are already where they were at the end of Adventure Original.
Absolutely.
And these, like, they don't have any flaws to grow on. Which is fair. Like, they have, insecurities they might have, but no, nothing to grow on.
Yeah.
Which is
And we've had
shame.
To space it out so much. Like, Koshiro literally start with, like, we seeded the idea that maybe Koshiro is adopted this season. Oh my god, what a plot twist that would be. Pre-episode 20? Because that's one note that we have.
But we didn't even see their parents. Like, they spent the whole time with the boats. Instead of all the shots with the boats that were played over and over again, I felt like it would have been better to have shots of the kids hanging out with their parents. We got slight references, which I actually really liked, but I would have preferred if we actually got scenes with the family instead of just random, like, Oni-chan, Yamato.
Mm-hmm. Which reminds me, I mean, I know we complained about all the news reports to the real world, but we've certainly dialed that down to zero because we no longer need real world stakes, apparently.
Yeah, what is happening in the real world? Is everything okay now?
Yeah, we dealt with the space station, I guess. I forgot how we resolved that, but that's okay.
Kabuterimon became the silhouette of Hercules Kabuterimon, and then Metal Greymon got another revolution, and it was Blitz Greymon.
I guess I'm a little fuzzy on how that fixes all the satellites in the world, but that's okay.
Shonen magic. They fired a laser or something, that they moved it out of the way slightly.
Yeah, for a plan that they articulated pretty well, they then went, oh, I guess that's not a problem anymore.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my rant on the scientific accuracy of Digimon.
That's fair. So, do we have any other thoughts about this episode?
Mostly just its place within the season. I point to that 20 episode gap, but it goes further than that, because yet not only did the kids not really have any character growth to go through all season, there really hasn't even been an attempt to. We just literally had the kids go silent for the majority of the show.
Yeah, which is kind of a little bit of a bummer, I guess.
I mean, yeah, like, the original, especially in the dub, but, you know, the original had every character have a clear set of feelings towards each other in a way that...
Yeah.
I have no idea how Yamato feels about Sora outside of...
And also...
They are in a group together.
A lot of the dialogue feels like it could come out of any character's mouth. Like, mm-hmm. often when I'm, like, reading out my notes on the podcast, I can't remember who said what when it's just, like... Not. just observing things, because it's just like one of the characters that is on the screen says this line. And I think it was in this episode, it was when they were talking to Leomon. I think it was Sora that said something, but that's just a guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't actually remember who said it because I didn't write it, because the lines that they give the characters feels like they just have their pictures on a wheel and then spin the wheel, and then whatever character it lines on, they give the line to. Like, it's just, it, like, a lot of the time they're just saying lines.
It's like FF7 where explaining. They needed to have the dialogue work no matter who's in your party, so there are just minor variations on a bunch of different scenes.
Yeah, but yeah, I just, this season could still get good. It has potential for being good. Like, we've seen that it can get 5 out of 5 from, I think that there's like 2 episodes that got 5 out of 5 from all of us, right? I think.
Either that or it was pretty close, but yeah. Like, I'm not saying there haven't been some highs, but this show has been, I would say, consistently worse than the average season of Digimon.
Episode 43, which I think was the Ponchomon episode, got 5s from all of us. And
yeah.
I just feel like there was another one that did, but I don't remember. I think Pegasusmon 1 might have.
Either that or one of the other memes.
Yeah. I know there's a few episodes that I gave a 5 to and everyone else gave 4.5s to.
That's true. Anyhow.
But, there's a lot to be said about this season, and I think we've said most of it. Alright, everyone, so you can join us next time for episode 49, The God of Evil Descends, Millenniumon, finally. And do we have any predictions? Because I don't. I think they're going to just be mourning Taichi and then be like, oh, wait, we still have battle to do. And then they're going to be like, but we have to mourn. But no,
and then
battle.
Taichi's going
to
show up and be a big damn emo. Because he survived
somehow. Then Taichi's either going to say, I survived somehow, or he's just going to say, I just jumped.
It was not hard. More, I turned the glowy golden whatever into a shield.
Honestly?
And then I became another, and now I have another evolution that probably appeared off screen that we're never going to see again.
I think the best thing that could happen for Taichi is WarGreymon becomes an egg, and he has to deal with that. But they're not going to do that because Taichi's too cool.
Yeah, no, that would require, you know, at least one episode of Taichi not being the focus.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of sad that even Yamato's not the focus anymore.
Yeah.
Yamato's going to be the one going, we don't have time to grieve. We gotta fight. It's what Taichi would have wanted.
Yeah, and then, like, the characters with emotions, which...
Mimi.
I can never
Mimi and Sora will be sad.
Yeah.
And probably Takeru. Girls, yeah. And Hikari.
Yeah, and Hikari, because her brother is probably dead, but is not dead.
Yeah,
she's gonna be the episode where Waymon died for Original Adventure.
Yeah, basically, that's what I'm thinking. Like, I feel like it's just gonna be the mourning and then being told off for mourning, because mourning is bad when they have plot, but also mourning is important.
And we're not even going to get Mimi going off to start an army, because Leomon did that for you.
Yeah. Unless Mimi comes back and, like, makes friends with the unreasonably buff Drimojimon from the Palmon evolving
God,
to Togemon
please
episode.
Oh my god, let Swole Drimojimon come back.
Can just join the, like, I really like Drimojimon. I want when I was ranting about Tyrannomon last episode, same goes for Drimojimon. Please come back.
Someone needs
you.
A Drimojimon partner.
Yeah, me.
I just meant, like, you know, if there's a next season.
No, give Drimojimon.
Give Eric the Drimojimon partner.
He's so
you
soft.
And the Swole Drimojimon need to hang out.
Gym partners! He's my gym buddy. I mean, like, I don't know. It'd be fun.
It'd be very good.
We spot each other and we give each other support. I'd like that.
I forgot about the buff Drimojimon. Buff Drimojimon was fun.
I will never forget about buff Drimojimon. It's really important that I don't.
A swarm Mojimon is good content.
Yeah. Anyway, any other predictions? Because I'm just like, please be good. Or like, just be slightly better than okay.
Please surprise me. But I maybe we'll get they're not going to do an evolution from somebody who isn't Taichi.
No.
We're not, you know,
and not with
if
Taichi
they were, it
there.
Would be in the title.
Yeah. Except for, like, the Ponchomon episode, which wasn't in the title, wasn't on the who are we showing
this
week
true.
Or whatever.
But I still think
that was a true surprise.
I don't think that they're going to, like, not give, I don't know. It's hard to tell this season, and normally I would say, well, it's an evolution, so somebody has to have that be their episode, but that's not true anymore, because sometimes, you know, Taichi gotta swoop in anyway.
Yeah. And anyway, so yeah, that's it for our predictions, I guess.
Taichi will have all the screen time. Yep. That's the prediction.
Taichi will have all the screen time.
I don't think he will. Red
Bubble's in the description. Yep.
Whenever Taichi's not on screen, everybody's going to say, "Where's Taichi?"
I'm still mucking up the outro because I'm trying to do. I'm doing the outro, but like I think there must be a delay because people like.
I'm sorry. I will stop now.
It's okay. You can continue.
No, I think it gives me time to. I think by the time I make a Simpsons joke, I'm good.
That is fair. That is a reasonable time for anyone to stop when they start doing the really old. And that episode doesn't feel old, but is old. Like
it's
I remember watching
so
that episode.
Old.
It's like 2 decades old at this point, which makes me feel old. If you want to feel old, just watch Simpsons that you can think, you can remember in your head as being recent.
Or
and then
just
you'll
Simpsons
realize
you can remember
you
as being good.
Oh, yeah, that's not, like, I watched one of the recent ones and, like, Homer Simpson gets narcolepsy and then uses an excuse and I was sitting here, like, I was just a little bit annoyed.
Yeah, welcome to everyone like, who's ever watched The Simpsons and been in a minority.
Yeah, I'm like, I mean, anyway. So this is not my narcolepsy podcast, because that is just the podcast I have when I sleep. Anyway, so Redbubble's in the description, and you can get more than just shirts there too. You can contact us and stay updated. You can email us at lostintranslation@gmail.com and send us spam, though I'm almost rid of the spam. I've sent a lot of it to spam, and I've unsubscribed a lot from wherever this spam is coming from, so hopefully I think I'm done. But anyway, last time I said that, I think I got more spam. Anyway, so please, if you're the one sending me spam, cut it out. That's naughty. No. Bad.
Please don't do that. We wouldn't do that to you.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that to anyone. Just don't put people's email addresses in those little boxes that say subscribe to our newsletter because...
You know what? I have a couple of people I would do that to, but that's another story.
Not me. It's naughty. Bad. Anyway, so you can comment on this episode on YouTube and we'll read it out on the show. And you can also not check out our website because I still don't have internet. So if you want to go on my website, just send insults to the Liberal Party of Australia for their terrible internet scheme. It's not good.
What
there was a good
do
one
is we
and they were
get
like
some IP over AV yep. and carrier worked out.
But it's not even that. It's like the actual like infrastructure that they have underground. They had one that was put in by the I also should point out Liberal Party in Australia is right wing. Ignore the fact that liberal is a word because
it's
Liberal
the
Party
same
of Australia
thing
is right wing. Yeah, so anyway, so the left wing party of Australia had an infrastructure for the internet set out and then the right-wing party got in power and they said, that's too expensive, let's not do that. And now we have bad internet and it just doesn't get built, especially when said party in Australia annoys China. And then there's already an HFC shortage, but when China's the one that's shipping us the HFC parts and they upset China, we don't get those parts.
You know, I hate that I'm American because HFC to us means high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah. But anyway, so if you want me to have my website back, it's the right wing party's fault for not continuing on with the good infrastructure for our internet and making it just slow and not getting built in new properties, apparently. Anyway, so we're also on Twitter, at TranslationMon on Twitter, and you can find us on Lost in TranslationMon on Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. We're almost at 10,000 subscribers on YouTube, by the way, so if you haven't subscribed already, please do the thing if that's okay. I'm very active on YouTube. We don't have a website, but we do have YouTube. Very active there. Check out the YouTube. And we are on With the Will with a discussion thread, and we're also on the subreddit with a discussion thread as well. And you could also give us a review on any podcast catcher that you use if they accept reviews. And if I see it, I'll read it out on the show. If I don't see it, you might want to tweet at me to say you've given a review because then I'll read it out. And of course, you can donate to Patreon, which is linked in the description, from as little as $1 a month. And that gets you stuff like the listener Discord server access, but there are higher levels, more rewards, such as early episodes and unedited episodes, which sometimes we just can't. Sometimes my mouth just doesn't do the thing, and I just stumble, and we end up doing the intro about 10 times because I suck. Anyway, so thank you to our current supporters on Patreon, Joe, Stephen Reeves, who's Wild Wing 64 on Archive of Rome, Kaidawashi, Chisai, who can follow on Twitter at Chisai236, Kyle, Lismet, who is a Lekmon on Tumblr, Nicholas, Metal91, Sam, Anthony, Keith from Gone While Hunting, a Hunter Hunter Rewatch podcast, SilverheadFreak25, Magnus, Lucas, Jason105, Patrick, Jason, and Unwanted. And you can also make a one-off donation on PayPal, which can be found in the description. It's paypal.me/Edramon, or you can also donate to my Ko-fi account, ko-fi.com/Edra. I'd like to point out the amount of times I was able to say description without mumbling it, but I did stuff up saying, like, a few of the Patreon names, because apparently words are hard today.
Words are so hard today, and also silhouette recognition.
Yeah.
It's Wizardmon!
Yeah, it is. It was not Wizardmon. It was Nohemon.
No, but imagine if it was. It was not Wizardmon.
throwback to the time that we saw the Try Chapter 6 poster, I think it was, and Wizardmon's hat was there, and everyone was just zooming in on the hat and freaking out. And
so
then, like,
excited for Wizardmon.
And then, like, actually, was it Try 5 or Try 6 that had that? Anyway,
I think it was
one of
5,
the Try movies had that. Yeah, but anyway, yeah,
instead
I think that was something. Anyway, yeah, but then it turned out that it was just like Wizardmon showing up for like 30 seconds as like a flashback, maybe. So that was terrible. But anyway, that was just something I wanted to remind everyone with. Anyway, where can we find you, Quinn?
I don't know. I guess maybe on the Moncast sometimes. We'll see.
Or in bed in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Same, honestly. And Chloe, can we find you anywhere?
You can find me on Discord, I guess.
Yeah, you can talk to us all on Discord.
Yeah.
Discord, I'm howling at the moon because the moon is out because I'm tired.
You know, I was kind of hoping you'd turn that into, like, 17 syllables for me.
What, the whole song? I don't have that amount of skill. That sounds like something with anyone with a musical ability. I do not have that. That is something I do not... Like, sometimes I'll be, like, tapping, like, my hands doing a little song, and then my partner will be like, what song is that meant to be? And I'll tell him, and he'll just say, no, that didn't sound like that at all. Or my favorite is when I'm singing and he'll be like, hey, who sings that? And then I'll answer them and I'll be like, oh, it's this band. And then he'll say, maybe we should keep it that way. And I was just like, whoa.
Ow.
Anyway.
Buddy.
That's a good one.
That's a good one though.
So, yeah, it's up there with like saying, hey, what do they say in Beyblade? Let it rip and then farting. So that's the thing.
Wow.
Which is great. Which... It's a good one.
That's pretty good.
It's like a step up from Pull My Finger. Oh my, but anyway.
That is so much better than Pull My Finger.
It's Pull My Finger for millennials. Anyway, so last but definitely 100% not least, Evie, where can we find you?
On the Moncast, we talk about Pokemon and Digimon. I just got distracted because there was some weird hammering noise from above me.
Yeah, it was me drumming. Probably. Anyway, so yes, Moncast is good. We were on that this morning. It was Quinn's birthday. I was about to say it still is because it's the same day for me, but it's not because it was yesterday for me and now it was yesterday for everyone. So it is not Quinn's birthday, but it was.
It is Quinn's birthday adjacent.
Yeah, for me, it was Quinn's birthday today, but also not me for Quinn's birthday today because it was yesterday, because it was the 15th.
Time zones are
weird.
It was
this morning. Time zones are very
weird.
And
tell them I hate them.
The three of us and, like, I mean, Chloe and Quinn are in the same time zone, obviously, because they're literally in the same room, and I don't think they're on, like, a board or something. But
it'd be really funny.
We're in different time zones. Anyway, we should probably finish off. So thank you so much to everyone for listening. And remember, I have the PO box in the description on YouTube. I think I can't remember if I ended up putting it in the description on the actual podcast episode, but it is on YouTube. It is in a few places. It's on Twitter. So if you want to send us something physical, you'll make me cry in a good way, hopefully, unless it's something mean, and then you'll make me cry in a bad way. But don't send me anything mean because I will cry and I don't like that. I want to cry in a good way or something. Anyway, so thank you so much for listening to this episode and listening to me and I guess all of us ramble about Digimon for an hour and a half. So thanks for that. Anyway, so I guess we will see y'all next time. Bye!
Bye!
Bye.